This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning on the Breakfast Grill. This morning is Chu Jen Weng, President and CEO of Vitrox Corporation. Vitrox, of course, designs, develop and manufacture machine vision products to the semiconductor and electronics industry. They boast customers including Cisco, Intel, General Electric, Flectronics, Osram, Fujitsu and a host of other customers. Welcome to the show, Jen Weng. All right, so this is a very interesting company because market capitalization, just before we started the interview, I just did a quick check on Bloomberg. It's over 900 million ringgit. This is certainly a success story for a company that started from scratch to now close to a billion ringgit market capitalization. Do you think this is the fair value of your company today, at present moment?
To be honest, I'm not sure. Okay, but I have a strong belief and confidence on companies that you will grow bigger. We are soon to become billion-dollar companies. This is a journey. Whether it is fair or not, I think it's not determined by me, but by the market itself. And what Vitrox need to be focused on is continue to execute our strategies and continue to do the right things. I think the market will give us the fair value.
Okay, so about 4 or 5 years ago in 2012, market capitalization was about 100 million ringgit, already an impressive number 5 years ago. However, the revenue was only doubled from, say, 2013 to 2016. You booked about 100 million ringgit revenue for 2013. Right now, you have about 200 million ringgit revenue. So while revenue didn't change much, the value of the company actually exceeded. Is there an intrinsic value for the firm right now, particularly in the semiconductor industry, because you do provide machine testing for this industry?
Yeah, I think investors starting to see the real values of Vitrox after following through us for many years. And back in 2005, when we first listed the companies in Bursa, our market cap is only 60 million. And now, yep, as you mentioned correctly, we are over 900 million. We are building a strong foundation right now. It is not true that our revenue have only grown slightly over the years. From 100 million in 2015, we achieved 160 million. And this year, we are likely to set another new record with a strong double-digit growth. I think with the new revolutions of Industry 4.0, and people realize that in order to achieve highest productivities, you need a lot of automations and technologies. And Vitrox is in the right positions to provide these technologies to industries to make them adapt to the Industry 4.0. In fact, machine vision technology is an enabling technologies in Industry 4.0 where it would help to replace human to perform automated detection and inspections of all kinds of defects that occur in the manufacturing process.
Okay. So according to The Edge, you spend about 15% of your revenue in R&D. Is research and development a core feature in Vitrox? Do you spend heavily thinking about R&D, in fact, thinking about the future for that matter, considering that 15% of your revenue is spent on R&D?
Yes, absolutely. Vitrox is a very simple company. We stay focused on what we're really good at and we continue to expand our core competence. And one area is, of course, the research and development. That's why we set a long-term strategy to invest in average 15% of our revenue into R&D. And with that, we also make it clear that every business unit in the organizations need to at least to launch one new product or enhanced product every 6 months. And that would actually help us to drive and to stay at the forefront of the technology and continue to offer the best products to our customer to address their current as well as their future needs.
I'm speaking this morning to Vitrox President Chu Jen Weng. Jen Weng, this industry, although competition is always welcomed and is deemed as healthy, it seems that perhaps mergers and acquisition could be on the horizon. There are other companies that provide the same level of service that you do. For instance, Emulous, which has just been listed or about 1 year ago. They were here on the Breakfast Grill as well. MMS Ventures, LSoft Research and so on. Is there an M&A happening, or could an M&A happen within these four or five companies going forward?
I don't know. Okay, if we compare it with other companies like Emulous, LSoft, or even
MMS Ventures, yeah?
MMS Ventures, we are in a totally different lines of products. You know, if you study our companies, we are companies that making machine vision inspection solutions for the semiconductor backend as well as the electronics assembly industry. Whereas MLS are making a testing equipment. So these are two differences. Our technologies can apply not only in the semiconductor and electronics, but also can go to other industry like medical, healthcare, automotive industry, as long as there is a need to ensure that the product quality is important, then there is the demand of our technologies. So we see tremendous potential of this machine vision technology moving forward.
The company actually filed for 12 patent technologies under the IP of Malaysia. Do you expect more of these IP to be patented or more technology to be patented going forward for your company?
Yes, sure. Through 15% investments in R&D, every year we encourage our people to file patents on products and or methodologies that they have invented along the way. You really encourage them. But the problem is that we are very busy loading out the products. You know, our engineer have little time to sit down and write a good paper for submission. But yes, this is definitely in the long run. We want to continue to increase the number of patents that we want to file going forward.
Okay, so there is a huge global coverage for your company. You're in over 20 countries. Countries, not just including ASEAN countries like Thailand, Philippines, but also regional countries within India, China, Taiwan, Japan, and far-flung countries like Brazil and Mexico and the United States. Are you overstretched? Is this the right size of global coverage that you're looking for?
We will continue to execute our market expansions globally. I think in order to do that, we really need to increase the manpower. Yes, we are stretching our workforce right now. Our growth is much bigger. Our growth in revenue is bigger than our workforce growth. So that is the stress in the company right now. But so we need to manage that carefully. That's why we are aggressively and to looking for the right talents to join us to grow the market.
Okay, so according to Maybank research paper, you hire about 330 people. But according to Digital News Asia, 94% of cost, particularly OPEX, is for salaries for the R&D engineers. Do you see workforce and talent getting pricey for this sector? Or is there still room to grow for getting the best talent out there in the market?
I think the best talent is always the scarce resources in for every companies, but we will need to do our best to attract the best talents. I think if compared to overseas, I think our salary is still pretty much competitive or in a way lower than many of the surrounding country. I think we should pay more for the best talents, so to attract them, to retain them in this country.
Do you think that your company has the necessary structure for training your staff to have better competencies?
Yes, trainings and people development is a very important element in Vitrox. We allocate 30,000 square feet of floor space just for people development. And we also started the Center of Excellence for Machine Vision with the purpose to not only train our people, but also our suppliers and the SMEs. So encourage them to automate their process, encourage them to adopt lean manufacturing, and so on and so forth.
This morning, I am with Chu Jin Wang, president of Vitrox. We'll talk more on the manufacturing sector after this. This is BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, this morning on The Breakfast Grill, I have with me Chu Jin Wang, president of Vitrox Corporation, a 900 million ringgit market capitalized company on the Bursa Stock Exchange. They design, develop and manufacture products to the semiconductor industry. Jin Wang, you would be in the forefront of the manufacturing sector. You would understand what the country is going through right now. Do you think the country in general, in Malaysia, have the necessary features to be a competitive country in terms of manufacturing, particularly in the electronics and semiconductor sector?
I do not think that we are already ready to go into the advanced manufacturing. I think Malaysia should not go the directions of low-cost manufacturing. It will not be competitive. There are many other more countries that can provide cheaper labels compared to Malaysia. I think moving forward, Malaysia should focus on high-end manufacturing.
Not only
just manufacturing. I think the key is that you need to have their own research and developments, product developments. We should not just focus on contract manufacturing for other companies.
Okay, so this is the thing about Vitrox, right? Which is commendable. You spend a lot on R&D. How do you impress upon your peers within the same sector, as well as other companies, to actually invest more in R&D? Because essentially, I kind of agree with you that Malaysia needs to move up in terms of the value chain. How do you get the rest of the country to invest more in R&D?
I got to let them to see the success of what Vitrox have gone through. We have invested heavily in R&D and we are able to ship almost 85% of our products to overseas under our own brand name.
And under your own IP.
Under our own IP. So we can do it if we invest in people. In Malaysia, we have very, very talented people. The key is that many of these talented people working for foreign companies. Are we able to attract them back and work for a local company and help the local company to grow? And if we can attract them to work on the R&D and create our own products, I think we have a good chance to be a successful country.
The stigma that the country is facing right now is that we tend to over-rely on government contracts as well as government-linked companies. Do you think that this is something that we need to change? Do we need to have a little bit more focus on private sector aggressively going forward?
I can't comment on the reliance on the GLC, but as far as Vitrox is concerned, we take the world as our market. In very early stage, back in 2005, we decided that we need to go overseas. We need to ship our product, market our product overseas. As such, we participated in many of the international trade show. At that time, our product is not that superior compared to products coming from US, German, but we learned. We learned through a very hard way. But now we can compete head-on with them and we can win over many of the foreign competitors and become a preferred supplier for many, many MNC overseas. So we need to come out from the comfort zone that get a business from the governments and just sit there and enjoy. No, I think we need to move out from the comfort zone, go to the unexplored area, and compete with the best in the world and become the best.
So, of course, in this sector, in the technology sector, in the semiconductor sector, in the machine testing sector, it's best if there is an ecosystem where many of these companies and add on to that value chain supply. Do you think that the same way we saw in Silicon Valley and other areas, right? Do you think that Malaysia is lacking that? And what do we need to do to actually have that ecosystem to actually support companies like yourself?
Yes, I think the ecosystem is very, very important in order for the local company to grow together and support one another. I think this is what we really lack of right now. For example, when we talk about Vitrox suppliers, we are not able to get our parts fast enough, you know, to support our growth, because our suppliers are not very ready. So in order to solve this problem, we will need to see how we can grow them together. So how to create an ecosystem, how to create a place for them to learn, you know, to excel, and how to help them to upgrade their facilities, the machineries, you know, even the management practice and many other things. Then we can help them to grow so that they can support us to become a much bigger companies together.
Now, of course, you are very focused on machine testing. Do you see this as an opportunity for you to actually invest in some of these companies? Do you think that Vitrox would have the opportunity to create an investment company where they themselves can start investing in these companies, smaller companies, so that you can create that ecosystem by yourself?
Yes, this is in our pipeline. That's the reason why we created the Center of Excellence for Machine Vision, where in current phase, we actually create awareness to many of the SME who are interested to go into this machine vision technology business. We are willing to let them to use our facilities to do feasibility study, to let them to use our library, our IP, to create products in machine vision serving different industry. So we are doing the awareness program right now, and we already have a few trainings program ready, and also, and now we hope there are more and more SME can come to us, you know, and then we can work together to create the strong ecosystem in this part of the world.
And it seems that you just Vitrox have just allocated about 120 million ringgit to expand the Penang operations. While other companies are actually closing down shops and plants in Penang, is this a worrying sector where should we be worried when companies actually leave Penang? And do you think that you doubling down on your bets on Penang, you are one of those rare companies that is going against the traffic here?
Yes, we always believe that every crisis that comes, good opportunities. And back in 2009, when the world suffered with recessions, many companies, MNCs in Malaysia have started to retrench people. And that year, we increased 20% of our headcount. Because as a local companies, when the times is good, we hardly able to find talent. All the graduates would choose to work for multinational companies. But only during bad time that we can get really good people. And to be very honest, I don't really worry that companies are leaving Penang. That create a lot of opportunity for local company like Vitrox. That's why we want to invest to the future to create facilities where we can employ a few thousand engineers and make great products. You know? So we believe if we can get the best people in Malaysia and together to do a lot of R&D and create great products, we can really have our own great technology company.
Do you think that Penang is still a Silicon Valley of Malaysia, even under the circumstances where, you know, some companies are actually leaving the island?
I never think that Penang is a Silicon Valley, because we don't even able to create our own wafer in Penang. And that is my own opinions, you know. But as far as Vitrox is concerned, I think we need to work extremely hard to create awareness of and create a great companies and become a models for many SMEs or even a startup to have the belief that, hey, Malaysians can create great technologies.
All right. A quick check, right? And you have this dividend policy where you would pay out more than 20% of your net profit. And while the dividend yield for Vitrox is just under 1%, do you think that this policy is good for the company? Do you think it's sustainable for the company?
I think we need to strike a balance between rewarding these shareholders versus growing the company. So I think it's a balance. We want to retain more of our research, reserve for research and development and potential M&E probably in the near future. You know, we are in a very competitive industry, and we need to keep the cash ready, especially during bad time, where we see bad time is a good time for us to really grow big.
So this morning, I am speaking with Chu Jin Wang, the president of Vitrox Corporation. Jin Wang, you would be in the forefront of the technology sector. Do you think that there will be a boom with the technology sector, particularly in the areas of data centers as well as the Internet of Things? Do you think that there would be a massive growth within these segments?
Yes, I believe that there would be a massive growth in these segments. Data is everywhere. I bet that, yes, data center IoT will grow tremendously over the next few years. You know, this is a mega trend. We'll talk about IoT, we talk about data center, meaning that there are more and more servers, more and more complex electronics device would be manufactured, and all this would require automations and vision inspections. So if you ask me about the long-term prospect of this machine vision technology, I'm very, very optimistic. My only worry is that we are not fast enough to capture a bigger market share.
Do you think that other countries are faster than us, particularly, let's say, Taiwan or some other countries?
US is definitely faster than us, you know, especially in the AI, you know, deep learning area. But we are catching up. We are catching up, you know, as long as we focus on R&D, we get the right people, you know, and find our niche, you know, then we will have a chance to be a strong players, a solution providers in automations and robotics and machine vision.
So you've been in this industry for some time now, over a few decades already. Do you think that there are niches in Malaysia where Malaysian companies can actually excel and win over other global competitors? What other niche areas do you think that we can be good at? Or if not, we are already good at?
I think after independence, the many multinational companies have been setting up their factories here, and there are local companies that are actually supporting these multinational companies, building equipments, building jack and fixtures. I think we have a good niche and good experience in building automations products. You know, but the problem is that we not focused enough, and we didn't continuously invest enough in the R&D. But if we can combine the experience together, you know, and invest in the people, I believe we stand a chance to become a strong hub in this part of the world to provide automation solutions to other parts of the world.
What's next for Vitrox going forward, Jin Wang? 2017 is just around the corner. What can we expect from your company?
Yes, we are going to move into our new campus, our campus 2.0, which is 4 times bigger than our existing one. And we are going to diversify more into other industry. But rest assured that we'll continue to invest heavily in machine vision technology.
So, sorry. What other industries that you might invest in?
I can't disclose too much, but then we will actually have shortlisted a few areas that we see a lot of potential, like automotive, like healthcare. You know, these are the few areas that we think there are increasing need of automations and machine visions to improve the quality, improve the safety, and so on and so forth.
I've been speaking to Chu Jin Wang, president of Vitrox Corporation. Jin Wang, thanks for being on the grill.
Thanks, Ibrahim.
I'm Ibrahim Sani for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6, ends 8/25/12.